Declining state support has Fairbanks city and borough government up against a financial wall. That was the message yesterday from local officials to the Chamber of Commerce. Here's City Chief of Staff Mike Meeks.
Bam! This is what the state's done to us as far as finances.
Meeks says the city has seen state assistance drop from an average of $1.7 million annually to $866,000 this year, and it's expected to further dwindle.
If you assume we're going to zero, what's the next step?
Noting that the city is already underfunding infrastructure maintenance and that the police department is operating short-staffed, Meeks says the administration and council have spent months looking for things to cut, and the public has not come forward with any ideas except for tapping the city's permanent fund.
That permanent fund right now is sitting at about $128 million, and it generated $4.6 million in cash that we used to fund this government. If you did not have that money, that means you would not have that $4.6 million, and we'd be coming to you saying, we're either going to cut services or we have to raise your taxes $4.6 million.
The Fairbanks Fund was set up with money from the sale of the city's municipal utilities in the late 1990s. Meeks says the situation has inspired a proposition on the October 3rd municipal ballot that asks voters to approve replacement of up to $1.7 million in lost state revenue sharing with property tax increases. The Fairbanks North Star Borough is also in a tight spot due to declining state support.